We're going to talk about how you met Rocky. And when I asked Rocky to be on my podcast, he said that he said, yeah, I have one request. You should have Miranda on the podcast because she's amazing. And what she have done, like, you need to share that story. And I was so happy when he said that, because coming as a leader and acknowledging someone that that you're working with, he didn't have to do that. He didn't have to say that. But doing that, for me, people that does that, I have a lot of respect. That doesn't just see themselves and always thinking about other people. So that was so great. And I was like, yeah, that's totally makes sense. And that's why we're doing like two episodes of this podcast, to honor both of you guys and share your stories. We shared his story in his way, and now we're going to talk with you. And just talking with you for a couple of minutes now, I see there's an incredible strength there. And just like he said, like, yeah, in the beginning, Miranda, she didn't talk that much. I was thinking, this is not going to work. But it's not about talking, it's about doing, right? And that's so cool. So talk about that. You saw this ad on, you're studying arts in Santa Cruz College. How did you even find the ad? Are you sitting one night looking for internship? What's going on?
Okay, so, well, first of all, I was studying art at UC Santa Cruz because basically my parents are like, you got to get a college degree. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to do whatever job I want anyways. So I'm going to study art because I'm really good at it, and it's going to be cake, and I can use all my extra time to do whatever it is I'm going to do. And I had a couple just weird jobs and internships. Like I said, I had been a manager of a karate studio before, but I wasn't going to go back to that. And so I'm like, I was just bored out of my freaking mind. And I'm like, all right, like, let's look for internships. Let's find something to do. Like, you have all this creative energy and all these things. And I was making a few things. Like, I had bought a DSLR camera and I was making music videos with my friends, like nothing big or anything, but I liked video. And I had a pretty good camera, especially for the time. It was a Canon 60D, which is still a great camera for video. So I'm looking through Craigslist ads, and I see, like, it's like the gigs section or something. It's like digital media intern. And there's literally, I don't remember what it said exactly, but there was like one line of text. And it was just like production company, like the Go Big project needs digital media interns. Like, it'd be great if you had experience with video, you know, some shit like that. So I respond, and I just, you know, hi, I'm Miranda. I think I gave them a resume or something, or like a sample. And then, you know, I get the email back, go to the address that they give me for my first interview. It's just this residential street that's like 5 blocks from where I live. It's just a house. And I'm like, okay, I mean, people work out of houses, that's fine. I mean, I thought it was like a production company, you know, like I imagined an office or something. But I just, you know, I go up to the door, I knock, and there's just nobody there. I can hear like a dog, but there's nobody there. And I'm like, shit, like, okay. And Rocky's right, I didn't used to talk that much. I talk a lot more now, but I was very timid for a long time, and shy, I guess you would say. But so I have my phone, you know, I'm looking at the email, and there's a phone number, and like, I'm just like, oh, do I call? Like, I don't know what to do. And I'm like, okay, you just gotta call, like, just be a grown up, call the number, see what happens. And so I call, and I'm like, and this dude picks up, just like, hello. And I'm like, hi, like, this is Miranda. I was supposed to have my interview for an internship today. She's just like, oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Just like a fucking string of curse words. Like, oh, fuck. I fucking forgot. Fuck, fuck, fuck. And he's like, oh, I'm so sorry. You know, I'm on the cliff at Mavericks filming and there's like this swell and I just totally fucking forgot. Can you come back tomorrow or something like that? And I'm like, yeah, no problem. And I'm like, okay, cool. And I hang up. And I'm like, oh, I think I can work with this guy. Like, I'm really good with extroverts. Like, yeah. Like there's a good balance there. Like, ooh, okay. And I don't like, you know, it seemed cool. So I come back. I have my first interview. And it's like Rocky was there, but he wasn't really interviewing me. He was just kind of like just hanging out. And he asked me a couple questions, this other random dude that I later found out like barely even worked with Rocky. And like I ended up working with him and then we like had a total falling out because he's an asshole. But he interviews me and it's just this weird, bizarre interview. But they're like, yeah, sure, come back. You know, and it's kind of always been, even when I get interviews now, it's like, okay, like as long as you're not a total psycho, like yeah. You can come back if you're willing to put in the work. You know, yeah. I really weed people out based on experience because it's an internship. It's yeah. To build experience. And so I just, you know, I came back and that was like our first meeting. And eventually, you know, we just like, I came in again and like I met with, you know, the other members of the company, like Robbie, who's now in Sweden producing the film and working for me, but he was helping me like learn the ropes of everything. And yeah, the rest is, I mean, I don't know how far you want me to go into it, but the rest is history. Yeah.